Kinachav Beis Hacharishu Mimeni is one of the kinos that personally always touches me in a deep way. This kina, we don't know that much about in terms of the specifics of the author, the specifics about where and when it happened. It would seem from the context that it probably happened in one of the communities in Europe in the times of the Crusades. And there's some things about this kina which are really unique. Specifically, I guess we'll just read the beginning of the kinah and then get into what I was referring to. It says at the beginning, "Hacharishu mimeni va'adabera vi'avor alayma." Leave me alone, be quiet with me. Meaning, I guess you get the impression that the author, people are trying to console him, people are trying to help him deal with everything, and he says, just leave me alone. Va'adabera, I need to speak. I have this need to speak. I have this need to cry. Vi'avor alayma. Whatever happens, I guess almost to express, it can't be any worse than what's happened now. Let me just cry out. Chamas ezak v'shod l'cha shochen shamayma. This corruption, this terrible occurrences, terrible crimes, I have to cry out to you for this plundering, you who dwell in the heavens. Hetzikasni ruchi v'lo uchal edoma. Right? My ruach is bothering me, my spirit's bothering me, I can't be quiet. To me, it reminds me as almost opposite to the story of Aaron when his sons Nadav and Avihu died. And in that moment of the Chanukah's HaMishkan, he was given the tzivui, right, by Moshe Rabbeinu to be quiet, Vayidom Aaron. And he was quiet. He was able somehow to keep his emotions within him and continue on. So here it's the opposite. That whoever this anonymous mechaber is, people are trying to console him. People are trying to help him move on, and he says, "Stop talking to me. I need to cry. I just have this need to cry. And you have this need to cry out." And that's really the feeling of the entire kinah. Just this very raw, very emotional crying out. Right? Eich, I'm just skipping a little bit. Eich shavas masos v'arba simcha, that the all happiness, all simcha ceased, kol panim parur v'chorosh korcha, the faces are blackened, all the heads are bald with just tearing their hair out. V'chol zachan izakan gidua v'al kol lev anacha, me'az nisorer goy az deresh shucha. And every beard has been pulled, and every heart is sighing out from this time that this nation has come to try to seek us, try to get us to serve their idols. To me, it would seem like this is talking about in the times of the Crusades. The Crusaders would come into these little communities, little shtetlach, and they would force the Jews with the fear of death, with the threat of death, to convert to Christianity, and they refused. But what you have here, which is unique, is I'm skipping a little bit. But it says, "V'ish es achiv chesku be'ezra." Everybody strengthen their brother. Lidavek biyira tehora, to cleave to pure yira shamayim. Bli kroa lavodazara, to not bow down to idolatry. V'lo chasu gever ugvira, and no man or woman withheld. Al banim tzfiras tifara, their children who were crowned with glory. Aval azru gvura yisera lahalom rosh v'likrot shedra. Really powerful line. That they gathered their strength, this extra strength, this almost inhuman strength, to break the heads and to crush the spines of their children. Ve'lemu dibru ba'amira, the children that they're about to kill, they told them, lo zachinu lagad elchem l'torah, we had these hopes, we had these dreams of teaching you how to perform mitzvahs, teaching you Torah, watching you grow up, watching our families, we weren't able to be zocha to see that. To see that, nakrivchem keola vehaktara, we're now going to offer you as a korban. V'niske imachem leora hatzfuna me'ein kol va'aluma, and together we'll be able to see together the light that's hidden from everybody in this world. We'll be able to get to the next world, where we'll be able to enjoy the kirva, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we weren't able to be able to teach you to achieve in this world. But that idea of the parents shechting their own children, you have this image of shechita, it's very surprising and it's very powerful. It's just interesting to take a step back for a second. This was a whole machlokas that was going on in Europe, you know, the times of the Crusades. This is the Das Genim of the Balei Tosfos, bring a machlokas about this. Is it legitimate for people to shech the children, to kill the children, if you're afraid maybe they're going to be tortured and they won't be able to withstand it, they're just going to not knowingly accept Christianity, can you preemptively murder the children? It was actually brought in the tour, in the Beis Yosef, the Berek HaBayis, In Yordei Simin Kuf Nun Zayin, he brings a whole machlokas about this, a terrible story. Right? Maise Barav Echad Sheshachat Tinokos Harbe Bishas Hashmad Sheyare Sheavir Maldas. There is a certain Rav who killed many children. Vayimo Rav Acher Bekasala Bekorer Rotzeach. There's another Rav who says, what are you doing? You're a murderer. Who? Right? Velochash Ledvarav. And the first Rav didn't pay attention. Amar HaRav HaMoneim Kdivere Im Kidvara Yehareg Oso Rav Bemisa Mishuna Bekein Haya. He says, if I'm right, this other Rav should die with a terrible death. And that's what happened. It goes on to describe his skin was peeled away and they threw sand on between his raw flesh. Just terrible, terrible suffering. But this is actually a halacha l'maisa machlokas in the time. It's just unable to be fathomed. The degree of mesiras nefesh that parents or rabbanim were willing to undergo for the sake of protecting their children spiritually. So that was a machlokas, and that's not our discussion right now, but the author of our kinnah was with part of the communities, one of those communities that did that. They murdered their children for the sake of protecting them from shmad, from accepting idolatry. And what you have here, there are two main, feelings and expressions in this kinnah. One is the really raw, overpowering the description of the suffering of the men, women, and children who were murdered both by the enemy and also that the parents kill their own children to protect them. And then you have later on in the kinnah, Torah chigri sak bis palshi ba'afarim, right? The Torah should wrap itself in sackcloth and kaviyachol to roll around in the dirt. And you have a very long expression of the mourning that the Mechaber expresses for the Torah itself, for the Talmidei Chachamim, melachayich v'chovlayich b'mayim adirim orchei ma'arachich mi'ashri hadurim, beautiful poetic descriptions of the captains of the ships of Torah, those who would always be able to explain the hidden aspects, mi'ikatze b'gva'os u'mi'isaseis b'harim, who's going to be able now to cut through the heights and be able to traverse the mountains. Meaning that he's mourning for the Torah itself, for the Talmidei Chachamim, which itself is very powerful. Also, somebody who's in the midst of this raw suffering, this raw mourning, that his focus is not only on the lives but on the Torah itself. And he ends at the end, Kanele Sorascha Sheris Rafu Azarim Hashem, may you be zealous and take revenge for the Torah that was burnt by the enemies. Klaua Bifarua Kraua Ligzarim, they cut it into many pieces. Kisirim Sivuchim Higdilu Hamdurim, they burnt Ha'al Eila Tis Apek Adon Kol Yitzrim. Hashem, can you withhold from taking avenge, from avenging the suffering of the Torah? Yeah, the Chilul Hashem of the Torah, Tinkom Dam Hanishpach Kamayim Hamigurim, and then it ends off also that Hashem should take revenge for the blood of all the people who suffered. So a very powerful kinnah, in terms of you get the sense of the raw emotion of the person who was seeing these things with his eyes and experiencing them with his community, and the aspect of both the suffering of the people and what the parents were willing to do for their children, and also the suffering of the Torah and of the Talmidei Chachamim. So I feel like it's a unique kinnah, which, like I said at the beginning, always touched me, and I found it very powerful.